Hi, this is Yolanda, your host of Life with Yoli. I want to talk about something that a lot of people that are not close to me don't know this story, but at 16, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and by 17, my junior year, I had to go into independent studies because I was going through an iodine diet so I can get radiation for that, and Ultimately, they removed my thyroid, and now I have to take thyroid meds for life. But that was a critical point. It has been a critical point in my life because it has been a very mental turmoil of what I went through. I suffer from anxiety attacks. I suffer from weight gain. My hair was falling out. I was irritable. I was moody. And I was depressed, and I did not know how to handle it. And at the time, I had just, you know, at 17, I get, you know, removed. And at 20, I have my child. It was a lot to deal with at that age. We had to go from college kids partying to we're not responsible for a human being. We don't even know where a relationship's at. And now we felt like we had to just grow up. And dealing with all that and then dealing with a health issue, it takes a toll on people. I was very confused. I was very depressed and I did not know how to handle it. And at first I thought it was me, and because I kept going to the doctors and they kept telling me, no, you just have to increase your dosage. You'll be fine. Oh no, maybe it's postpartum depression. You'll be okay. And I didn't feel okay. I felt something was wrong, and I knew my body, and nobody was listening to me, and I started getting anxiety attacks. It was nonstop. It was maybe 2-3 a week. I felt very alone. My husband couldn't understand it. I don't blame him for it now because I didn't understand it, so how was he supposed to understand me? How was he supposed to help me if I couldn't help myself? I kept searching for answers until I finally, like, by the time I was 24, I went online and I found Thyroid Sexy on Facebook, which is Gina Lee Olin's Facebook page regarding thyroid and alternative medicine for that. Even then, I was reading about people that had changed their meds and their lives have drastically changed for the better. But financially, I could not afford it because most of the doctors don't take insurance. The meds, you know, they're hard to find. So I felt very alone, and talking to family members, which I didn't really talk about it. I would just talk about the anxiety, and it was just kind of like, oh, it's okay. You'll get over it. Oh, maybe you're just tired of the baby. You know, you're tired because of the baby. You haven't slept or you're working. And every chore felt like a marathon. And I felt bad for my husband because I felt that I was a burden to him. And he never expressed those feelings towards me. But I felt it. I finally said no. When I saw a video of a woman saying she had been like that for almost 18 years, and she had gotten divorced. Her kids were like, what's wrong with you, mom? Like, they weren't even speaking to her because of her attitude, her mood swings. I felt that I had to take control of my life, and I needed to get it done regardless of the financials. I had to figure out a way. I talked to my husband. He was very supportive, and he said, okay, let's do this. I thankfully found a doctor that was close to me that would able to see me. I think he honestly felt bad for me and my situation. I told him I broke down, and he gave me like half price, like a discount on everything. And within the 3-4 months after that, it was like it was a new me. I went from being 16 to 24, 25 years old where I felt better. I was able to change my mindset, my mood for my son, for my marriage, for myself. And I'm just telling you guys that because if you guys are going through something mentally, physically, emotionally, you guys need to reach out to people and just keep trying to better yourselves. There's no shame. Everybody goes through something like that, and the more we speak about it, the more natural it becomes, and it becomes natural for us to seek out help. So whatever you're going through, I'm pulling for you. I'm there for you. I went from, pharmaceuticals from levothyroxine to desiccated thyroid, and it has been beneficial. It has been an improvement in my life. The anxiety has stopped completely. That is one of the things that I am grateful and thankful for, because anxiety attacks are no joke. I honestly felt like I was gonna die. I felt alone. I still remember crying. Felt like something bad was gonna happen, like wanting to run and trying to catch your breath at the same time. And just, it was horrible. One of the things that it makes me cry to like even think about it, makes me real sad, was because I felt, and my son was just a baby, it was him crying in his crib, and I had just fed him, his diaper had been changed, and he was crying, and I was so alone and so depressed and having anxiety that I had the door closed, and he's crying in his room, in his crib, and I'm crying on the floor, my back to the door, and I'm crying because I don't know how to, I'm feeling so lost. I can't help myself. How am I going to help him? It was a scary thing to be, to be at, and I'm grateful that everything's good, but ladies, you guys got to work on yourselves, on your mental state, take time for yourselves, and make sure that you guys are healthy mentally, physically, because if you're happy, then your kids will be happy, your business will boom, and it's something that has to be taken care of.